The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. One person is dead and two others were transported to area hospitals after a well tank explosion occurred yesterday. According to the Shreveport Times, the DeSoto Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call about a well explosion on Walker Road in Mansfield around 11:46 Tuesday morning. Emergency first responders found a crew was working on the site, operated by Athon Energy, to clean up damage caused during a recent storm. During their cleanup effort, one of the tanks on the site exploded, causing injuries to three of the crew members. Two victims of the explosion sustained moderate to minor injuries and were transported to area hospitals. One other person was pronounced dead upon arrival. With dollars in scarce supply, people packed the House Budget Committee in Baton Rouge yesterday in a gloomy competition for state financing from a panel where many Republicans say Louisiana needs to pare back its spending. Tuesday was public testimony day in the Appropriations Committee when the general public got its turn to talk about where it would like to see the state's dollars spent in the operating budget. Louisiana lawmakers are considering whether to shorten the wait for divorces when the couple has children under 18. Currently, such couples have to live apart 1 year before they can get a divorce unless there are special circumstances like domestic abuse. A proposal advanced to the full House for debate Tuesday would shorten the wait period to 6 months. That would match the 180-day wait allowed for childless couples and couples with children 18 and older. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving his first clear support for a bathroom bill that supporters say is similar to North Carolina's recent compromise, but opponents still reject as discriminatory. Abbott on Tuesday said he'll work with the Republican-controlled legislature to sign a bill before lawmakers adjourn in June. His significant endorsement follows months of relative silence over a proposal that would require people to use bathrooms corresponding with the sex on their birth certificate. The Texas Board of Education is voting again this week on revised science curriculums requiring students to evaluate scientific explanations on the complexity of human cells and the origin of DNA. That's language which academics say deliberately casts doubt on the theory of evolution, but it's been cheered by religious conservatives. The board's 10 Democrats and 5 Republicans will vote on the new curriculum today and then again Friday. They can still make changes either time. Lawyers for Arkansas inmates condemned to die Thursday in a planned double execution are claiming their clients are innocent, and one of them says advanced DNA techniques could show he didn't kill a woman in 1993. Their strategy to win stays is in marked contrast to the first two inmates who faced the death chamber and were spared Monday by arguing they have mental health issues. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, a 20% chance of rain today with a high temperature of 85 currently in Shreveport-Bossier at 66 degrees and sunny, 64 in Alexandria-Pineville and 68 in Lufkin-Nacogdoches, 63 in Magnolia-El Dorado. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.